Arrival magazine held a hybrid launch at Lakeshore Campus B building on April 17, where about 50 people attended the event. The student-run online literary and art magazine, established at the beginning of last year, launched its third issue with a team of 15 people. The issue, which took 4 months to put together, included work of first, second and third year students of the Bachelor of Creative and Professional Writing Program, BCPW. Grant Black, a fiction editor for Arrival magazine, said they wanted a name that captured the essence of the magazine. Grant Black, a fiction editor for the third edition of Arrival magazine. Humber ETC, Nina A. Kersnick. We see ourselves as a stepping stone for emerging artists and emerging writers, that make them feel welcome to the scene, who are just getting to the scene, just arriving to the scene, Black said. So we wanted a name that was as welcoming as we wanted the mag to be, he said. The 22-year-old, who has helped take submissions for previous issues, said the process is quite simple. We put out a call, and we reach out to other writing programs and people in them, and we say we're looking for emerging writers that are currently in a writing program, Black said. We ask for poetry, for nonfiction, for fiction, and we just let them come to us, he said. Black said the magazine would not be what it is today if it weren't for the faculty leads, David Brock and Megan Streamers. They're great in offering assistance when we go to them, and making sure that as a whole, everything keeps moving forward, he said. But they're also excellent for letting us lead the magazine, and allowing for experimentation, and new ideas from the students that are running it, so that way it can really feel like something that is ours, student-run, Black said. Reagan Montack, a third-year student from the Bachelor of Creative and Professional Writing Program, ran the creative team. They worked on the creation of comics and posters, and the cover art with the art team for the third issue, while also assisting with behind-the-scenes tasks and management on the editorial side. Montack said it took about a week to figure out the concept, complete drawings, and to do the colors. But she said working with the people involved in Arrival magazine was their favorite part of the whole process. Everyone's super cool, everyone's super lively, everyone has mad skills, Montack said. Working with everyone has been an absolute blast, and it's really made this issue, specifically, really, really fun, they said.